Now, when you handle your orders, you know, dealing with when someone does place orders, do you ever use any kind of order fulfillment center?
No. I'm thinking about doing it for my CD, but right now all the orders I do myself. Everything's stocked on my shelves. My CDs are all packed up. They're pre-packed by my nanny, you know, padded envelopes. So all I got to do is write the address label.
My nanny. That's true guerrilla marketing.
That's right.
Got the nanny. So you don't find it bogs you down any in the day to try to, you know, ship stuff out.
It does. Just filling out addresses for CDs. That's on my do not want to do list, and that is something I'm going to farm out.
Back to headlines. Was there any one headline that you ever found brought you the most success?
The headlines, I'm learning, they're really, really important, and a lot of attention and study should be given to them.
Oh, yeah, that's why I asked so much about them.
Well, you have got to get this book. You've got to get Breakthrough Advertising. I will show you how to get an original copy of Breakthrough Advertising, probably one of the greatest books on how to write ad copy and headlines ever. All you got to do is go to my site, to the products page, and to the copywriting section, and you'll see directions on how to get that.
Who would you consider your very favorite marketing guru or teacher?
I like them all. I love Bill Myers. I like listening to Dan Kennedy, Jay Abraham, Gary Halbert. I love his stuff. I like his directness and his no BS, and I love them all. There's no one I don't want.
Is there any one where you'd say you picked up the most from?
Probably Jay Abraham.
What's your very favorite part of your business?
I really enjoy doing the recordings, because doing the recordings keeps me sharp. When someone calls and they need help and I'm doing a consultation with them, I like doing that. I like thinking. I like solving problems. I like being able to help them. I like them on the other line of the phone saying, oh, my God, that's an incredible idea, and knowing that that one idea can make them a lot of money or change a part of their life or a part of their business. That's real fulfilling. I love seeing an email that comes from PayPal that says someone just bought something off of my site. It's exciting of going to your mailbox, getting money in your mailbox. It's no different. I love checking my emails.
Do you get many returns for any of them?
Very few.
Have you ever, do you fight them or do you just...
Nope, I don't fight them at all.
You're very knowledgeable about marketing, and at least in my opinion, and I'm just curious what ideas you might have learned that could possibly shave some time off of someone else's learning experience. And have a kind of a jump on to get successful like you are.
I guess it depends what you're trying to do, but the biggest idea I would tell you, no matter what you're doing, if you're a plumber, if you're a carpet cleaner, if you're in the restaurant business, if you sell blank audio tapes, if you sell vitamins, if you're a florist, go seek out the most successful person in your industry, and there are plenty of them, and go ask and go to a trade association. Find out who is a mentor in the industry and who's doing the best and who's making the most money and who has the best marketing, and model them and find out exactly what they're doing. And I'll give you an example. I was talking about earlier how I had this guy who does the crazy New York City tours, and it made me think of something. I go, you need to go to this website because, and this is incredible. You got to check this out, Jason. You got to go to this website called theultimatetaxi.com. And I remember hearing about it, and it's a guy in Aspen, Colorado, and he's a taxi driver. Now, when you think taxi driver, you just think of a regular yellow cab, but this guy gets paid hundreds of dollars per hour being a taxi driver, all because he thought out of the box and he does something totally unique that not any taxi driver is doing. It's absolutely amazing. He's got like strobe lights. It's like a disco inside his taxi.
I saw this on like the E Channel or something or other the other night.
Yeah, I go see what this guy's doing and do what he's doing, but do it for your tour business and model him. Model what someone else is doing, but use your own idea. Or solicit ideas from your customers. Your customers are sitting on gold mines of ideas of things that can improve your business, and they're there all for the asking. That one question, please offer one simple idea for the improvement of this site, has helped me immensely. I mean, the hundreds of ideas that make the site better, and these are coming from my customers. I would never think of them on my own. And your customers or customers of someone in the same industry will tell you exactly what you need to do. They'll tell you what you want. They'll tell you how to market. They'll tell you how to get them the product and how much they are willing to pay. Just go talk to them.
This is very true. I'm curious about one other thing here. Do you do many mailings?
The only mailings I do is when I'm looking for marketing materials. I mail to list the people who have gone to the J. Abraham seminars, an effort to find people who want to sell me their stuff. Those are the only print mailings that I do.
What about emailing? Have you done
anything? Oh, yeah, emailing, sure, absolutely. I do emailings to my list, not as often as I should, but, for instance, my last emailing, and this is something that I found is really important. You want to give value. Every time you email, don't ask them to buy. I emailed and said it was 5 important things from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And the first thing I said, if you love copywriting, you've got to go check out this speech that Gene Schwartz did with Phillips Publishing. So I gave him a link that took him right to that page of that speech, which people loved. I mean, it was so incredible. Then I directed them to my Hard to Find ad site, where I told them there are 5 house ads from Lord & Thomas. That was Albert Lasker's advertising company, that were house ads that they advertise in national newspaper publications to solicit advertising business. And these ads, you will not find them anywhere, but I found them, researched them, had them retypeset and put up on my Hard to Find ad site, and they were there for free for anyone to use as a way to generate new customers for marketing consulting or for advertising. They can be modified. And then I told them I had a set of the SRDS books that had just come in for sale for $275. And then I told them I'd have another 30 or 40 hours of audio recordings up on the site in the next 40 to 60 days. And then that's about it. So I directed people to the copywriting link, which people love. They got great value. Once people were at the site, they looked around at some of the other products. I sold 2 sets of the SRDS books within a matter of a few hours. 1 set I pre-sold, which I'll have another set coming in about a month. And so I sold, I asked for a $50 deposit, which I got, so that committed him to 1 set. And then the other set I sold, the guy PayPal me $275 plus shipping, and that went. And it brought people back to the site and reminded them of the site. It got people to listen to some of my interviews. Maybe one of the interviews was something that was a product that I sell, like a business buying seminar. So, yeah, I do mailings, and you want to bring people back to the site and remind them of your existence, and at the same time offer them something of real value.
Do you find you've had better results with one form than the other, you know, like postal versus electronic?
Well, I don't promote my Hard to Find seminars or Hard to Find ad site through any offline mail. That's all done through internet email.
I thought I'd heard somewhere you were like blasting your CD-ROM out there to some postal mailings with it.
I've never done that. The only people who get the CD-ROM is someone who fills out that form, but I have other people who will approach me, and I'll give anyone the right to distribute the CD-ROM, but they cannot sell it. They can only...
That's what it was.
Yeah, I have done that, and that has generated sales for me. I just got an order for an Abraham product, and there's a guy I do recordings with. His name is Vanish Patel, and he's in England, and he bought 100 of the CDs from me for a buck a piece, and he does real estate seminars, and he gives them out as bonuses, and one of the orders said, you can thank Vanish because he gave this out and let me know about your site at one of his seminars he did in the UK. And there's another guy named Dave Fry. He's a marketing consultant called MarketingBestPractices.com. He's a pretty top-notch marketing consultant, and he's going to be giving them away to his clients and customers because the recordings people can really learn from.
Have you ever had any experience, good or bad, with news groups?
News groups?
Yeah.
No, I haven't actively marketed or done any postings in news groups. I know about them, but I haven't done it.
You know, I always thought there was some area I was missing out on, but from my experience, I just thought I'd see what you thought, but from my experience...
No, I think it's a great way. You know, if you've got a group of people who are like-minded on a specific niche or market, there is power in that.
Say that I actually, it just turned out non-effective for me.
Oh, did it?
My experience, it just seems to me that the news groups are out there best serving people for entertainment purposes and sharing your hobbies and stuff.
That's true. As a matter of fact, I looked into it a little bit, and I signed up for 2 news groups, one related to marketing and one on something else. And what happened, I started getting bombarded with junk emails.
That's just it. I was just going to say
that's right, and that's exactly what happened. And I went and I tried to unsubscribe. I had to take myself off the groups.
I mean, there's some, I'm sure, some nice news groups out there, but I just found it to be a waste of time. And
I totally agree, and that experience was just recently.
You consider yourself the high achiever?
I'm definitely motivated. motivated, and I definitely have drive.
Twice
I probably do more than most people. I'm sure I do.
I wanted to hear what your thoughts were. I'm like, I think Michael is
high. Yeah, I guess I am. I guess I would consider myself a high achiever.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of high achievers don't think so. You know what? A lot of high achievers, they expect even more from themselves. So.
Yeah, that's true. And I do. I expect a lot from myself.
Yeah, and when you expect a ton, it's hard to... It's just like people, women dieting. Do they ever say they're thin?
No one can be thin enough.
Yeah,
exactly.
But do you think it's possible for people that don't have any natural talent that, you know, it appears you have, or do you think it's possible for someone, like, you've ever met anyone or seen instances where someone has, like, what you call zero talent, where they can just learn the stuff like we know it?
I think you're somewhat born into it. You know, entrepreneurs are breed alike. Some influence in your life has to give you the drive for it. I think there's some people that just can't do it. Some people are meant to work for somebody else. You know, there's all kinds of people in the world. I don't think everyone is meant to do what I'm doing. I don't think everyone's meant to be making money on the internet or making money anywhere. You know, I think there's just some people meant to not make money and not be motivated and to work for somebody or have a dead-end job. That's just the nature of our population pool. I think anyone who has a desire or who wants something, if they want it bad enough and they have the desire and they're willing to do the work, to do the homework, I think the sky's the limit for anyone. Because like I say, there are so few players out there. There are so few players. You know, I ask on my list, who's your favorite marketing teacher?
Uh-huh.
I see Gary Halbert, Dan Kennedy, Jay Abraham, and maybe a handful of other guys. That's it.
Yeah.
There isn't too much competition out there. There are no more than 10 names I get, and I've asked over 1,500 people this question. Joe Polish, he is really a bright guy. I've talked to him personally a long time ago before I even got into this because he started as a carpet cleaner, and he does great audio interviews. He kind of influenced me with audio interviews. He does them with Mark Victor Hansen, Brian Tracy, all the top dogs, and he does a great interview. He's a real serious student of marketing, and I remember listening to him. He was in the audience of some tapes. I was listening to the Brad Richdale direct marketing seminar that I bought off television back in 1996. And I heard him in the audience say, my name's Joe Polish, Piranha Marketing, and you're going to see me as one of the greatest marketing guys in the next 5 or 6 years. And this was like 6 years ago, and sure enough, he is one of the best out there.
That's funny. Yes.
And it's just if you decide and you go for it and you do it, you'll be there. And I've listened to Joe Polish interview Brad Richdale, and Brad Richdale, he is bright. Now, I know he got into some trouble, and I don't know what all the details are, but he is, I think, one of the brightest marketers out there. Hell of a marketer, and he's a great teacher.
You have a formula for what you charge for these seminars, Phil?
Formula kind of has to do with how limited they are. If I have only one of something and it's hard to get, I'll put a pretty hefty price tag on it.
So it's really true supply and demand here.
Absolutely supply and demand.
Kind of looking at it and just going...
Because I know eventually it's going to go.
So you ask yourself often, like, how much is the most money I could possibly get for this and then sell it for that? Or?
Well, I look at what someone would pay for if they went to Jay Abraham's site or if they went to one of his seminars, and depending on the supply of it, I'll set a price. But I can't give this stuff away. Yeah, I have to make a good profit in what I'm doing.
I actually teach my students, you should charge the most you can get for anything. People sometimes suffer from a problem that can hurt their business, which is called just being too nice of a guy or too generous or just trying to help out too much. I mean, business is kind of dog-eat-dog, I believe, and it is a cutthroat world, and I believe strongly in charging every penny that you can get. If you can get it and people are willing to pay it, then that's what it's worth.
I had to set up my site outside of eBay. eBay is people interested in stuff, but they are bargain hunters. They are price sensitive. The people who buy from me on my site are not too concerned with price, and that's the only type of people I want to deal with. I mean, when you're getting a marketing seminar that would cost $10,000, $20,000, especially if someone has money, $1,000 isn't going to mean anything to that guy.
Right.
So I've got to give them value from my site, and those really are the only type of people I want to deal with. I don't want to deal with bargain hunters and people who are so concerned about price, because those people who are so concerned about price are not serious about marketing. Because if you're serious about marketing, you understand that what one good idea can mean to you financially. So, have you heard of SMC?
Bosley used to be.
Yeah, Tom Bosley. I was sitting there with my son. We were watching the infomercial on SMC this morning. And they're incredible. I mean, they're in Chatsworth, California. Their building is like the size of 6 football fields. And they have 3,000 different products. They bring them all over from China and all over the world. And they have set their pricing. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, and I bookmarked their website. I went to their website, and I want to look at all the products they have, because anyone who knows marketing and knows copywriting can go have a company. You have over 3,000 products to ship, and if you know how to write emotional response direct mail copy, and you understand that pricing has nothing to do with the product, you could sell a product not at their suggested retail, which they may say you buy something for $5 and you sell it for $19. Well, with your skills as marketing and advertising and what you learn on my site and from you, you could take a product from SMC and with good copywriting alone resell the product for $200.
Yeah.
If you bring out the new benefits that were never brought out in their little catalog.
Yeah, there's techniques you could use to just blow doors off the people that are following that formula that SMC probably gives you, the guidelines. That's why they say, think outside the box.
Anyone who has a business and who is selling something is probably charging too little for their product.
People often, they say, well, I'll start real cheap. I can always raise the price later. It's like, start with the steep prices that almost turn people off. Work your way down until people start biting, and that's your prices. And when they start biting, you know, you got it. That's how I do it. And it's always worked for me. Have you ever considered getting an office to work out of these days?
I have considered. My wife keeps saying to me, why don't you get an office? You know, with my kids, it just wouldn't make sense, because when I need to be here for the kids, I just have to come from the office. So I have considered, and probably someday, but not right now. I mean, really, what's an office? I've got a chair, I've got a nice desk, I've got a huge monitor in my computer, and I've got some shelves for inventory. That's all I need.
Well, I find I'm more efficient at home, working in my home office, because for some reason, it's just, it's home, and I'm very comfortable, and I produce, and, you know, I tell people that I deal with, customers and students, that, yeah, I work out of my house, and, yeah, I've made millions of dollars working out of my house. That's inspiring. And they say, you mean you don't need a big office to do all this? And I'm like, absolutely not.
It's amazing. With technology and the Internet, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a copy machine, I've got a fax machine. All you need is a way to communicate. You got the phone, you got the Internet.
The proof of it is, too, like, you probably can attest, like, I'll go on a vacation, even with my family, and probably should, like, actually vacation, but I tend to sit in the hotel room a lot of times, and I'll just have my cell phone and a laptop computer, and I take care of business just like anywhere. You know, it just really shows you that it doesn't matter where you're at. It's a simple laptop and a cell phone, and people have no idea you're not some big corporation.
Exactly.
Are there any definable differences in the products you offer?
When people come to my site, if they're not really familiar with Jay Abraham or Dan Kennedy or any of these guys, they just don't know. So they're looking to me for advice. And what I like to do is, 99% of the time, I want to talk to the person. I want to find out who he is, what he's doing, what he thinks he's going to accomplish with all this material. How does he like to study? Is he a reader? Does he have a cassette player in his car? Does he like watching videos? How does he like to learn the best? I want to find out about the guy and what he's trying to do, because a lot of these products will repeat the same stuff over and over again. So I like to look at myself almost like a specialist, like a doctor. So someone comes to me, they tell me the problem, they tell me how they're feeling, they tell me what they want to accomplish. I get a feel for what they want to invest. And I'll sometimes just design packages for them and put a package. I'll say, look, if you got $500 to invest or $1,000 to invest, I can set you up with all the marketing information you'll ever need to study. I'll give you more ideas than you can act on in a lifetime. I prescribe stuff. Now, there's people who come to my site who know what they want, and they'll just order it, and that's fine, too. But a lot of people who don't know much about it, they'll look to me to create a specific package for them and for what they're trying to accomplish. I keep a list of everything I sell, so I know who has what. And also on eBay, I catalog every purchase. So I have someone every month who goes through eBay and types into a database every product that was sold, and I have the eBay screen name of who bought it. So let's say someone calls.
You track other people?
I track all the sales of J. Abraham stuff on eBay.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Okay. So let's say a guy's looking for a PEQ seminar, which is a seminar, and I don't have it. And this happened. So I went to my eBay list, and I emailed about six people and said, do you still have that PEQ seminar you bought off of eBay? If so, would you be interested in trading for something that I have on my site? And I made a deal, and I traded something. Like, I had like six sets of the Mastermind Marketing 2002 seminar, so I traded one for a PEQ.
Wow.
So any of my materials that I get, even if I have multiples, are like trading cards. They're valuable to me, and they can be traded for other products.
Are there times when you won't buy them back?
Yeah, depending on how many I have. And yeah, it just all depends on what's going on with the market.
Say it's something that's pretty darn rare that you definitely want to see back, and the guy's saying, you know, I read this or listened to it, it's excellent, but now I want to get something different. What do you usually, percentage-wise, charge them or take it back at?
I won't buy it back from him unless I have it sold for more than what I would pay to get it from him. And generally, to make my business work, I have to get this stuff at a steal. You know, that's the only way that makes this business work, is that I'm picking it up for peanuts and reselling it at good margins. Otherwise, a waste of my time.
Is there a typical rare JRAM product that you want back and that you kind of ballpark price that you typically give back?
Yeah, like for instance, I need a set of the Protégé training seminar, the tapes. I probably wouldn't pay more than $150 if someone wanted to try and sell it back to me. But I would have a much better chance trading them for something like one of the six sets of my Mastermind seminar, and they're going to get more value. But some people just want cash, and I won't do it.
How much would you charge for that Protégé?
I think it's up on my site for $650.
Do you find that you're using a lot of JRAM's techniques in sales or presentation?
Yeah, all the time. I'm kind of immersed in it, and I'm doing a lot of it naturally.
Is there anything I can help you do on, you know, within your website or to help you with your business?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've got the internet experience and different experiences that I don't have, and I'm looking forward to talking with you in more depth of specifically how you could help me. Absolutely.
I think I could, and I think, you know, you've got so much to offer, this incredible stuff, and I'm just looking, we're just in two different parts of the internet.
Yep.
You know, it's just like that whole, you know, gut mix my chocolate and your peanut butter.
That's right.
Goody, I think so too.
Hi, this is Mike Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I want to thank you for listening to this interview. If you have any questions at all or are interested in any other related marketing products, please visit my site at HardToFindSeminars.com. That's www.HardToFindSeminars.com. Or feel free to call me at 858-274-7851.
Here is another bonus I want you to know about, extremely valuable. If you go to another site of mine called Executive Audio Institute, that's executiveaudioinstitute.com, all together, no slashes, you will see a site with nothing but all my audio recordings, all in downloadable MP3 form. Now, these are the same recordings that I have on hardtofindseminars.com in the audio clip section, except I will offer you the reprint rights to all of these audio recordings. In other words, I'm going to hand them to you on a silver platter. If you have a website and you need something that generates traffic, I will set up a custom site for you, and you can send your visitors to my collection of audio recordings as a bonus. You have here thousands of dollars worth of audio content on some of the best interviews on the internet. You have hundreds of transcripts that you can print out and share with your customers. I'm not going to charge you a dime for it. I'll even build you a custom site. All you have to do is put a small deposit down, but it's refundable once you introduce it to your list. Go on over to executiveaudioinstitute.com and read the first part. You'll see a link. If you want the reprint rights to these audios, it'll explain everything there. I think you're going to find this extremely valuable. It has taken me years and years to build up this collection, to get them all edited, to put the transcript. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars in this collection, and I want you to have it. Go check it out, executiveaudioinstitute.com.